Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'll be sublime. In the concubines. Ladies act like gents. Let me take you to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. Me and B. Mitch holding it down in the Navy Yard on a weird, foggy, rainy day. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
It's raining?
It's not raining to you.
Well, I didn't get a drop of rain on my way in, so I'm just saying. I say it's not raining because I didn't see a drop.
It's like drizzling. I had to put my wipers on a couple times.
Where about? Mark just called me and said it was raining where he was, but coming from Virginia all the way here, I didn't have one drop.
So I had to drop the girls. What do you know? Landfill, if you're listening, we're arguing about rain again.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not even going with the misting or raining. It did not mist at all. It didn't rain. No water.
So I drove from my house. I've been a camp Uber driver this week. Shelby and her friend Lucy are in camp at Dangerfield Island right there just south of the airport in Alexandria. Mm-hmm. They're doing this sailing camp. That's really been pretty cool. And so from my house, Mass Ave, Rock Creek, Memorial Bridge, at various times, it wasn't like I didn't need the wipers on, but eventually like enough drizzle, mist would come on. I'd have to wipe it off.
Yeah.
Nothing. Last night were some real storms. Did you get any of those?
I slept so good through all that. I was happy as hell.
It was.
I don't like lightning, bro. If I see lightning, it causes me traumatic stress.
Yeah, you would have freaked out.
Yo,
my
it was
house.
Lightning.
I don't like lightning, dog.
Lighting up the area type lightning.
It was
on the
legit.
Golf course, they were like, oh, man, it's lightning. I said, where? So you didn't see it. I said, if I see it, you don't have to worry about me staying. I'm gone. I'm out. I'm play with it.
Yeah, but this you would have been in your home. Where are you going to go?
Well, if it was in my home, then I'd just go in the basement and watch TV in the basement because.
You wouldn't just stay in your bed if there's lightning?
Not if it could flash right by the window. I don't like seeing it. Especially when you ever notice the one that kind of looked like it flashed into the
you
house?
You say all this, and then the other day we were playing golf, and you wanted to keep playing.
No, I told you I did not see the flash.
I saw it.
The moment I saw the flash, you didn't have to worry about me going
all
in.
All you saw was a possible birdie. That was the only thing keeping you out
there. That's
what
I saw that day. But once I saw the flash, I'm like, okay, we can go in. I wasn't worried about it at first.
You chasing that birdie is the reason we all got soaked on the way in. Because and Lee were in the carts ready to go. And you're like, hold on, I don't see anything.
I know, man. Y'all
of course,
disagree.
When you're not used to hitting birdie, you got to put everything to risk.
Jeff, I know you need to stop.
Jeff's
you
on one today.
You've never had a birdie ever.
Everybody, I think, is
two
on one.
Two things can be true.
You never had a birdie, Jeff?
Hell no.
Even on like a little par three, tight?
He barely
a par three.
I think he's had.
I'm lucky if I get a five.
He had one par in his life.
You have one par in your life?
So far, yes.
Hey, man, everybody starts somewhere, buddy.
And that was like a couple weeks ago, so
I'm
good.
If he gets a bogey, it's like a birdie.
Progress.
Progress,
you go from triple bogey to bogey.
Play
then
your game.
Then I'll be hitting par. You know?
My dog.
Find your par, play your game. It's the only way to do it. All right. We have another Motley Crue today. I just met this young man. Isaac, what was your name?
Wesley.
What's
How
up, Wesley?
How you get Isaac out of Wesley?
I couldn't remember. I just went with Isaac.
Isaac's pretty close, though.
Yeah. I feel like there's some similarities between Isaac's and Wesley's. Strober is back. My guy, Ben. White Brian's on vacation. Landfill's on vacation. The Cluster Buster's going on vacation. Did you get that email?
Uh-huh.
I got one more week till I'm on vacation.
Please don't hesitate to reach out.
Again?
I'm texting him every day.
You just gonna text him like, "Hey, how's your trip?"
Oh man, I forgot what I was about to call that.
He definitely wants you to hesitate. I think the email said, "Please don't hesitate if something is urgent."
If I want to just say hi, that's urgent.
You know what, B? I bet CK would love if you just text him. Yeah, you should call him and wish him good night.
I'm going to call him at about 10 o'clock. Hey, C, what's up, bro? I just called to tell you good night.
I am all in on that. If you could record those phone calls, we should all call and wish CK good night next week on his vacation.
Man.
I'll be honest. So the NBA tried to stretch the draft to two nights. I tried to put it on last night.
I didn't even know it was on. Didn't even think about looking at it.
It was on. I tried, and I was just like, nah. Like, the second round of the NBA draft, it's one thing if I've watched the first, and I'm still kind of locked in, and then it's the second. Nope. I had nothing last night.
I double TV'd it, JP.
Did you?
The game on the main TV, I was playing the game. And then I said, my boys was like, the Wizards. I said, no, he going to the Pelicans. Don't worry about it.
And they just constantly go to commercial. The commercial thing continues. For a brief moment, B, the Wiz drafted this kid from Georgetown, Peavy, who's a really good defender. And I was like, cool. I was into that. And then it's like, actually, they're trading him to the Pelicans.
See, Jeff already knew.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it was on Twitter. Like, I was just trying to watch on my television. So then the Wiz.
It happened the other night, right? Yesterday, last night, night before, they say what was going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they also, I think that was a result of the Pelicans trade when we thought they were getting the kid from Florida. So the Wizards keep drafting dudes that I'm into that aren't coming here.
Okay.
But the Wiz did end up making a pick. This kid from FSU. So is he listed on here as a Pelican pick?
No, he's listed as a Jazz pick. Our pick came from the Utah Jazz yesterday.
Just real quick, to the powers that be at the NBA, it is so freaking stupid you can't rearrange your calendar. Like, either push the draft back a week so it's the new league year or change the league year to last week. It is so freaking stupid that you do this.
Yeah. And it happened with some people.
It is so, just so we're clear one more time. Adam Silver, the ghost of David Stern. This is so freaking stupid. All right. So.
How stupid is it again?
So freaking stupid. All right. So the Wiz get this kid, Jameer Watkins, Brian. Now, he's known for his defense. He's a 6'5 guard. Uh-huh. You want something? I got two things on this kid that I think you're really going to like.
All right.
One of them. 6'5 guard with a 6'11 wingspan.
Yeah, I like that. He's walking and he's probably scratching his ankles as he walked.
that's messed up.
All right. I mean, that's some long ass arms, bro.
Yo, I like how the Wizards are getting. We got a pretty long team. Think about it.
Pause.
Come on, bro. We talking about the length of people.
Oh, hey, you're the pause master. Come on, man. The Wizards are.
I mean,
come on, dog.
Clearly. Dawkins, Winger.
They know what they're doing.
Well, they've talked about this. They want positional size everywhere. Strober just told me Carrington is now the shortest dude on the team at 6'5".
Yeah, but
basketball players are all kind of tall.
When you look at Oklahoma City, that's how they look.
A lot of length.
They look like that.
So, my man is 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, like, you see this a ton in football where guys have played for like 5-6 years.
He's been around.
You don't see it as much in basketball. So I think he started his career at VCU and then eventually landed at Florida State. He could shoot a little bit. It's not really a consistent thing. I think you want him to be a
lockdown defense, like a Dort.
Dort's a starter. My guess is this dude's probably like an eighth, ninth man if you're really building a great team.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I liked a lot. I saw this from Chase Hughes last night. This is my other nugget on this kid that I think you'll like, B. Wizards second-round pick Jameer Watkins in his Florida State bio says he wears a number one jersey because, and now I'm quoting, I will become the first player in my family to earn a college degree, and I want to show the younger members of my family that they, too, can earn a college degree.
Like that.
I think it
is. He's setting the tone. He's a leader that has dedication and determination. Those type of guys that builds the core of your team, no matter what sport it is.
I think the Wiz, obviously the positional size is a priority for them, but I think the person is also a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're seeing this over and over and over. And, you know, that's how you fill out the end of your bench. Terrific. I think they've got a ton of expiring contracts. I think the whole point of that Jordan Poole trade was to get these expiring contracts for Olynyk. I'm excited. I was really into the guys they drafted and traded, which is kind of a bummer. I like the Trey Johnson pick a lot. Do you know what Trey Johnson's full name is, Brian? I found this out this morning.
No.
Richard Earl Johnson III.
Richard Earl, huh?
So my boy Keith texted me this morning. We're calling him Dick Earl Johnson. I mean, in this some capacity, this dude's name is Dick Earl Johnson.
Yeah, there we go, bro. He's a double whammy.
Print the t-shirts right now.
Oh, so bro.
That's that.
Off the rails.
Yeah, dude. I got to talk to Mark Ein yesterday. Did the Junks have him on this morning? I feel like I heard that maybe. I think, you know, next month, the tennis tournament's starting up.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine you'll go. Lauren likes tennis, so we'll probably go one night. I say this not related to anything else. But if you think about that tennis tournament, I feel like when I was a kid, it had a good sponsor with it, maybe Legg Mason. Does that sound right to you? When like Agassi used to come?
I think that sounds for me.
And it was really fun. And then I think it kind of like slowed down. And I think the way Mark, and maybe like there's, you know, more people involved. I know Mark is the owner. I'm sure there's lots of people involved. They have built that thing into one of the biggest tournaments in the country.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the U.S. Open's on a different path. And then I think...
I went out there, dog. It's packed.
Dude, I think there's a really big tournament in Miami and a really big one in, like, Palm Springs in California.
One in Miami. They were getting it in.
Well, it's right next to the stadium, too.
Yeah, the hotel is right next to the tennis court, too, when Tiafoe was playing.
I bet.
Told him to get a room. I guess they were already in a room.
Okay. But I think, like... Just the tennis tournament is only a 2-week thing, but the way they have that thing built out with, it's like a club when you walk in there.
Yeah.
They got food, all these different bars, all these different chefs. Like, that is like a serious kind of micro version, if you will. But like, if you build something dope in the right way, Mark Ein was telling me, it used to just be people bought a ticket that day. Now they have more and more like season tickets sold to this tennis tournament. And I think that is a microcosm of what could happen at RFK Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously politicians are going to politic, but like, I think it's imperative. Mayor Bowser yesterday sent out a tweet. I think I said this late in the day, and I just want to reiterate it.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the mayor. DC is on the verge of the single largest private investment in our city's history. We've secured a partner in the Commanders who will bring $2.7 billion and kickstart the development of the rest of the RFK campus. We can't let this window of opportunity close. And I wholeheartedly agree there. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to Mark Seagraves later this afternoon. And Seagraves, I don't think anybody has more command over this story and this development than Mark. And Mark will give us the latest update. I don't understand. I'm trying to take everybody at their word and, like, let's hope all these politicians have, like, a legitimate altruistic vision and that's what the delays are and blah, blah, blah. But, like, just read it. Whatever it is you need to read, read it.
Mm-hmm.
Hire Wesley. He's available. Never seen the kid in my life, and he's here. Clearly, he's looking for work. Like, there are people... that can read these things. You know what I'm saying? Like, the delay, I don't know. I was driving around last night. I almost ran out of gas last night. Like, very, very, when's the last time? Oh, you got an electric now. Last night's the closest I've come to running out of gas in a long time. And to the point where I do nothing but drive around now. Like, all I do is drive from camp to camp to camp.
Well, you might want to put some gas in the car, because you don't want to run out of gas with the little girls in the car, bro.
So I got everybody home.
You don't have nobody to help push.
I got everybody home. And then I we had dinner, and then at bedtime, I was like, all right, I'm going to go fill up my car so I don't have to deal with it this morning. And I kind of like, my hill, you know how my neighborhood's mad hilly? I kind of gunned it so that I could get to the top of the hill. And my thought was like, all right, if I run out now, I can go downhill to the gas station. But we made it. All's well.
Hold on. Now, was your tank on E?
It was below the line.
You got 30 miles, brother.
So car.
He was already past that point.
My car has the thing that shows you how many miles are left. And it went like 10, 7, 4, 0.
Yeah, nah. Once you hit 0, you have 30 miles.
I would have been all right.
Yeah, I drove from Ashburn back home on. Just to try it out. See if it was true.
Just to try it out?
No, don't do that.
Yeah.
Hey, don't.
Why?
Don't follow what Jeff is saying.
Because I wanted to see, car was working properly.
His car might have that.
Yours on some level, that seems kind of dumb, right?
Nah, if you know.
You think that's smart?
No, bro. I had a gas container in my car.
Did it have gas in it?
Yes, JP. Okay.
I just wanted to
see if it worked.
if your theory worked.
So I looked it up on the internet because my cousin was like, yo, you got 30 miles. So I was like, that's not true. So then I looked on the internet, and a lot of mechanics were saying it was true. So I was like, all right.
I love anything that starts with, I looked it up on the internet because my cousin said. airtight.
I'm not trying it.
I mean, I come from a family that work on cars and trucks.
So. I remember your old car.
I just don't let my car get that low.
Oh, no, it wasn't that. It was my Jeep.
I just don't let my car get that low.
Jeff was doing something to his car. I was like, how do you know how to do that? He said, YouTube University.
Yes, sir.
I ran out of gas one time, and let me tell you, I'm riding. My car is showing half a tank. And I'm riding, coming up 95, coming from Fredericksburg. And all of a sudden, my car just starts coasting, and I can't accelerate. I pull over, and I had just gotten this car 2 weeks prior. I called Mercedes. I'm like, look, I need y'all to come pick me up. What happened? I say, the car won't start. He said, gas in. I said, it shows half a tank. When they finally checked it, the floater in the gas thing was messed up. The car was bone dry. But it was showing me that I had a half a tank. Now, what if I couldn't get to the side of the road and the damn truck hit me?
Stuff
happens, though.
Jeff seems to think I only try to clown him, so I'm going to go left hand up here on something I did. Brian and I have a hell of a weekend coming up. We're headed to Buffalo in 4 hours, and then we're driving to Erie for Cody's wedding.
We're going to fly to New York to drive to Pennsylvania.
A lot of this weekend does not make sense, but whatever. We're gonna get through it. I assume they have alcohol in Erie, Pennsylvania. I picked up my stuff from Men's Warehouse last night. So I have it.
You got it. Is it at home?
No, it's in my car.
Okay.
I'm good.
Still in that big old bag?
That bag is something.
Yeah, I took mine out that bag.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't do that.
Because, I mean, you can't really fold that bag. That bag's just long with the shoes in it and it's heavy.
My plan is I'm just bringing that bag with me.
I just took it out. I put it in a smaller one.
Well,
that I was able to fold.
I haven't tried it on. The guy last night was like, you want to try it on? I was like, nope. I don't have time to adjust it.
But see,
so what it is what it's going to be.
They would have gotten it done immediately for you, but what you have.
I just wanted to leave. I didn't want to be there anymore.
Your body size.
I'm off the rack, baby.
You won't have a problem. I had to get a bigger suit because of my shoulders. So then I had to get the sleeves shortened a little bit.
I don't have that issue.
Nah, you don't have that problem.
I am off the rack. 42 regular, 34, 30. Let's go. So, should there be a problem, Cody, if you're listening, I'm wearing what I got. That's how this is going to go.
It
got
to be a Men's Warehouse in Erie.
Well, that's the other thing I'm thinking, Cody, if you're listening.
Me not.
We're supposed to return these things.
Sunday. Yeah.
Dog, I got to go to Easton, Maryland on Sunday for another wedding. Shout out to Zimmer and Jimmy.
Where is the place you went to?
Rockville. Here's what I'm asking. Cody, I'm going to give you mine, and you can return it with yours.
They don't mind if you bring it back the next day.
They said you could return it to any men's warehouse in the country.
Oh, well, cool.
I asked the guy yesterday.
Well, yeah, I can drop it off to one I'm going to.
People helping people, man. What a world. Nikki Jhabvala has one of the great... I want to let her explain. She texted me something the other day that I was like, oh, my God, you need to make that a Twitter poll. And she's like, no. But instead, we're going to have her explain it on the radio and then take calls on it. Nikki's going to join us at 11.
Don't make it into a Twitter poll.
I'm trying to let Nikki do it.
Nikki, don't worry about it. He got it.
Nikki's going to join us
typed up.
At 11. Peter Rosenberg wasn't able to join us yesterday. He's going to join us today at noon. At 12:30, Josh Kendall is an NFL reporter for The Athletic. And I think he had a really interesting article this week about the growing use of AI in the NFL. And when you read it, it's pretty obvious why they're doing it. I'm excited to talk about that. 1 o'clock, opening these phone lines up for Ask B. Mitch Anything. And then at 1:30, Mark Seagraves will have the latest on all things RFK Stadium and the politicians politicking. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Nobody go anywhere.
Commanders fan, it's B. Mitch here, and I'm ready to take the excitement global. Join me and True Fan Travel this November for the ultimate fan getaway as Washington takes over Spain, complete with game tickets, all-inclusive tailgate parties, 5 nights at the Western Madrid Cusco, and curated local events across Madrid. Spots are limited, so head to truefantravel.com and lock in your seat. True Fan Travel, they handle everything, and you make the memories. Be part of history for the first NFL game in Madrid. That's truefantravel.com. Hope to
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
See you there.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I think I just swallowed a frog. We are lucky to have my man Strober here. Strober runs the Locked On Wizards podcast. Ben, I like the draft. I like Trey Johnson. The rest of it is kind of gravy to me. I like the guys they drafted and traded a lot. The other guys seem cool, too, I guess. I know folks are high on Riley, the kid from Illinois. Watkins looks like he could become a plus defender down the road. What's your take, man? I don't know that anyone is as invested in the Wizards as you are, outside of, like, Ted Leonsis.
I'm happy with what they've done so far, because I know you make the case they already have so many wings and guards on this roster. You didn't address maybe a bigger need in the front court. But this team needs talent everywhere. This is a draft where they wanted to just get more talented, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You get probably the best shooter in this draft in Trey Johnson, which is going to expand what they can do, stretch the floor. He'll be the best three-point shooter they had other than Jordan Poole, really, over the past couple of years. Will Riley, high upside guy that can score the basketball well. And to me, this shows that they're not set on anybody who's on this roster right now, including Will Dawkins' first draft pick here, Bilal Coulibaly. The amount of wings that they've added to this roster, they need to see a lot more out of him here in year number three. So nobody's got a safe spot to be on this team long term right now. And I think that's a good thing, because they need to be better all around the basketball. And I think they addressed a lot of things that they needed here offensively in this draft.
Is the big guy even that much important in this game today?
I mean,
if he can't shoot a three-pointer, a back-to-the-basket dude is worthless in this game today.
I don't think they exist.
If he can't shoot a three, then who are they going to – I mean, I understand we want to get all the way around. But if they got a guy who's 6'11 who can shoot threes, he's probably more important than a 7'6 guy who can't.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you don't get a guy in this draft that you pair alongside Alex Saar, who kind of expanded his game around the perimeter, especially as the season went on. So you would like to find somebody that can really anchor down the interior. I think there's going to be a lot of options here in free agency if the Wizards do decide to bring in a veteran presence. I mean, I think right now Kelly Olynyk would actually.
You think they're going to sign somebody in free agency?
Well, I don't know if they really have the necessary space to do so, but I could see.
There's like roster functionality, like someone will get signed. You think they're going to sign like a name, somebody of value in free agency?
Not anything crazy. I think they'll just bring in a veteran, somebody that could just be alongside Sarin and teach the tricks of the trade for another year, kind of like how Valanciunas did last year.
Yeah. I like Vucevic. Vucevic.
He's good. He'll get his runs this year for sure. He'll have an expanded role. I was looking forward to seeing Sadiq Bey play this year, but I totally understand why they decided to move off his contract more years.
I want to circle back to something you said. You think the draft last night puts Koulibaly's roster spot in flux?
No, not at the moment. But I'm saying going forward, they're going to have to make a decision on him after this upcoming season. They're putting a little bit more pressure on him right now.
By Riley? Who's putting the pressure on him?
Riley, Watkins, these are all guys that could play at his position.
Yeah, but that feels like a reach to me. Like, they just drafted Riley at, what, 22, 21? Watkins is a second rounder. Bilal has certainly not established himself as, like, a star, but this is a dude that through two seasons has averaged, what, double digits? Like, he's an NBA player. We have no idea what those other guys are.
He definitely is, and I'm just saying that they're not set on him being not necessarily a cornerstone piece, but a guy that they would have in the starting lineup on a contending
team.
These
dudes drafted him, right? He's not a previous administration pick or something.
Oh,
right?
He was their first draft pick.
I think to suggest that Riley or Watkins puts Bilal's... Now, if Bilal gets injured again or misses a bunch of time, like, I could see that.
Yeah, he hasn't finished a full season.
Last year, I think they shut him down to tank.
He's been here how long?
2 years.
2 years. They basically know who he is. If they think somebody else have a higher upside, it could be a problem.
I could see that. I think last year they shut Bilal down to complete the tank.
I think there is some truth to that, but he didn't finish his rookie year as well. So we need to see him play a full season, first of all. He needs to get better, expand his game more to the perimeter. And I think he's a really good player. He's already one of the elite perimeter defenders in the NBA right now. He has proven that he can defend with the best of them in this league and guard anybody. But with that being said, if Washington does get to the point where Will Dawkins sees this franchise going 2 to 3 years from now, where they become a team that is top five in the East year in, year out, will they value him as a guy they want as their starting wing player on a championship-level team? That's why you bring in all these guys to compete for that. The Wizards have to get more talented at every single position.
Undoubtedly. Jeffrey, your boy Strober, one, coming for Bilal's neck. Two, has the Wiz competed for championships in 5 years? I think they're 3 years away from even when they want to be making the playoffs. I think this rebuild is so significant and severe that, like, this coming year is 25, 26. Then you got 26, 27. I don't even think they consider themselves like a play-in type team until 27, 28.
Well, this is
that's the path they're on.
This is the last year where they legitimately need to be a bad team in order to protect their first-round pick. They need to be in the top eight to have that first-round pick. After that, you are in year four of Bilal Koulibaly, year three of the three draft picks that you had the year before in Carrington, who's going to have an expanded role this year, Sarr, Keyshawn George, year two of the guys you bring in this year. They're going to have to try to be a legitimate team, and I think the goal you would be flirting with the play.
No, sir. You want them to be a legitimate team, but that they're going to have to be?
I think they don't have to do nothing. I think this with this new way they tore everything down, it's no longer that what they were. People are expecting things to change now. I just think that we, just like we were with the Commanders, we were stuck in seeing the old, and we didn't move when everything began to change. We didn't want to move with it. A lot of fans don't. But even now with the Wizards, they see that they tore stuff all the way. They finally rebuilt. They didn't rebuild before.
Totally.
They were adding people lying to us. They were happy just to make it to the playoffs.
Like what they used to do was like they wanted to redo their house, but they'd get like the cheapest contractor they could, and they'd like redo a closet. Yeah. And you still got the same house, and it kind of sucks. Like that's what they used to do. Now they leveled it.
Yeah.
I just think – I think the build is going to be a lot longer. And what Greenberg said the other day that I thought was pretty interesting is, like, if you look at OKC traded for SGA, right? And then Indy traded for Halliburton.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think it's entirely possible that whoever eventually, let's hope. I've rooted for this team my whole life. That's the reason I remember when they drafted Gugliotta. Like, I've rooted for this team my whole life. Calbert Chaney, you to man. Like, whatever is required, I think it's entirely possible, isn't on the roster right now.
Yeah, absolutely. That's possible. I think that's why they've made the moves that they had to free up a lot of cap space. Not necessarily because they're going to go out and sign somebody big in free agency. Free agency is kind of dead in the NBA, but the Wizards are going to become a hub for bad contracts over the next year to stack up more assets, first-round picks, and eventually, a couple years down the line, if the Wizards are a contending team, they are going to have the firepower necessary to trade for another all-star caliber player.
That I agree with.
I got that.
That, I think, is a much more reasonable take than Bilal's out of here and
you've
got him competing for a championship.
I'm not saying that Bilal will be out of here. All I'm saying is that the Wizards front office will have a decision to make about Bilal Coulibaly because, like you said, they're not going to be contending to win anything seriously anytime soon. So when the time that does come, you have to make decisions on who will be here long term. Guys have to get paid.
What are the rookie deals are 4 years, right?
Yeah.
But you get an extension after three? That's what you're saying?
That is a possibility. You become extension eligible, and the Wizards will have to make decisions on a guy like Bilal is going to be the first guy they have to make a legitimate decision on because he'll have to get paid.
They don't have to make it.
Well, they will because
next year
he's coming up.
But what I'm saying is he still has another year on his deal.
Yeah,
wait it out.
But the thing about it, normally if you're waiting it out, you're basically saying that the guy ain't the guy you want to keep around. We watch that every year. Just like in the NFL.
Sure.
When it comes to extension time, if they don't extend you, they don't believe in you. Same thing in basketball. So if he's not extended this year, Strobo owns something right there. They'll be like, oh, we got other people in the thing.
If he's not extended this time next year. After
this
his third season.
His third season is coming up now.
Right, but the extension would be when the new league year opens
right
next
the,
year.
Yeah, right, next year at this time.
Right?
Yeah.
So they get another season to see, and I just wonder if the injuries and stuff continue.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's interesting. With the Wiz, they are so far away. What's their win total for next year? 19 games? Is that stuff out?
It better be more than 19.
I'd say 23-25.
See, that for me, I'm being honest now. If that's the total, then I can't invest too much of my time.
Well, they have to be bad to keep the first round pick. That's the thing.
I understand all that.
What, is it the Knicks first round pick?
Correct.
Give me something to
help. Hold on. The Knicks are probably going to be pretty good. So they have to be bad to get the 25th pick or whatever?
It's top eight protected.
What does that mean?
That means if the Wizards do not hold a top eight pick in the draft, New York gets that draft pick.
Is that a Grunfeld deal?
That was this is the last domino of the John Wall trade.
Oh, Lord.
Good God. I got better news.
John's still sticking this.
I got better news. Summer's heating up, and there's no better way to cool down, stay fit, and unwind than a swim spa from Offenbachers. Seriously, man, I went out there and checked these swim spas out. They are super dope. You could just play in the pool with the kids. You can swim laps. You can get good exercise. Honestly, I mean, you get really low-impact exercise if you work out in the pool, man. It doesn't hurt your legs, hurt your ankles like I get. A swim spa is a game-changer for your backyard, and now is the time to do it. Offenbachers is offering up to $4,000 off any HydroPool swim spa through July 7th. And if you mention hearing this here on The Fan, they'll take an extra $500 off. That's $4,500. That is serious savings. While you're there, make sure you check out the outdoor furniture, the hot tubs, especially the cold plunges. They got everything you need to level up your outdoor living space and your health and wellness. The saunas, the hot tubs, the cold plunges. It makes you feel good, man. I promise you that. Don't wait until it gets crazy hot in July. Go now and get your dream backyard ready for summer. Visit Offenbachers in Gainesville, Herndon, Rockville, or Annapolis. Tell them JP Finley sent you and take up to $4,500 off your new swim spa. Sale ends July 7th. Offenbachers, it's your backyard.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hard, just better.
Nah.
So.
Not once he was going somewhere else, I didn't care.
Well, I'm with you. So a report came out that the Wiz would have taken Trey Johnson even if Bailey was still there. And I think when you look at what the Wiz are trying to build.
What if Trey Johnson was gone at fifth pick, what they would have done?
Don't know.
Against Bailey.
Maybe. Bailey wanted to come to Washington and apparently is not thrilled he's going to Utah.
Yeah, I don't see that as a stretch. Where is he from? Jersey?
I don't know. I mean, he went to Rutgers. I'm guessing he's an East Coast guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't see that as a stretch.
I saw a really funny tweet that was, I wish I remember who it was from. It was some account with like a million followers. I bet Jeff knows who it is. And this dude was like, he's like, man, Utah's actually got really good vibes and nice views. If they just legalize weed, all the NBA players would be down with it. I don't know if this is right. From Wikipedia, he's from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Okay.
That's a lot different than Utah.
I mean, so is East Rutherford, New Jersey, or wherever Rutherford.
Chattanooga got some rough spots now.
I'm sure. Well, yeah. Utah's very nice. As a guy that spent some time out there, I love it out there, but I'm not a young rookie.
Would you live out there?
Would I?
Yeah.
I actually think I could live out there. I like the snow. I mean.
See, the thing, like, when you go somewhere on vacation, you get a different vibe of it. Like, I went to Arizona. I love Arizona. I wouldn't want to live there. I won't be that hot all the time.
You don't think you could do it? I think I could do Arizona.
No.
Mm-mm. Where could you live if you were to move? Like, when you retire, all the kids are going to be in North Carolina. What if the other two daughters end up in the Raleigh area?
I'll get a place there, but I'm going to still be here. I like this whole area because you get so much. You know, you get different things here. You can get anywhere you want to go in the world, too.
There is nobody that sees the entire DMV more than Brian Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, B will play golf in the morning in Front Royal and go for a bike ride in Crofton in the afternoon.
Yep, sure will. I'm getting all of it.
It's a good thing you got that electric car. Jeff, where would you want to retire? Would you stay in this area?
I wouldn't have a problem staying in this area, but I wouldn't be in the city.
You need like a pond.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'll probably be in.
And you can't drive to it.
Kent Island or something.
Kent Island's nice. CJ got a place out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to be on the water. I need to be able to wake up and just throw my rod out from my porch or something.
Just out here throwing his rod around. I don't know that I'll ever retire. Is such a concept in the content world that I don't know that really exists. But Lord, I know my wife is going to be wherever the girls go. And I could see Monica, especially if all the girls end up in Raleigh, I could see Monica at least having a place down there.
Oh, yeah. I'd be in more golf time.
Be down to a 2 handicap then. So you're playing hella golf right now. Mm-hmm. What is your number? How do you plug in these scrambles?
You don't plug in scrambles.
Dirty dog.
You can't plug in scrambles. You're not playing your own ball. Only time you can put a score in when you are playing your own.
Did you plug anything in from Kenny?
From who?
From Kinlock.
I put everything in.
What'd you put in, though? Because we didn't really play.
I put in the 9.
The front 9?
Yeah.
What'd you shoot?
39. Like
pretty good. I shoot? 70?
Nah, you're in the 50s.
B, I'm like scared of the ball right now. I stand over it and I'm scared. I don't know. Hey, something's up with me right now.
That is why you see when I get over the ball, I hit. The longer you stand there, the more stupid things you do.
I usually take one gummy just to settle me down before a round of golf. Now I'm taking like 4 because I'm like, I need to be more settled down, settled down.
Maybe you should leave them alone and just get used to hitting the ball consistently.
They're very light. All right, Nikki Javala, I don't know if she was trying to, But Nikki has stumbled into a tremendous sports radio call-in topic. Nikki Jabala joins us
next. All right, let's get it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.